家请坐啊，感谢主，我们有机会继续来查考希伯来书。
We thank God that we are continuing to study the book of Hebrew.
啊，我们要从第七章来看啊。
And now we are looking from chapter seven.
第七章来谈到耶稣基督，他是照着麦基洗德的等次来当大祭司。
And chapter 7 talks about Jesus as being the high priest according to order of Melchizedek.
我们从圣经来看的话，圣经所提到的祭司呢，有三个来源，
So
有
we
三个
can
来源。
see from the Bible, the origins of priests comes from three different places.
那圣经所说的第一个祭司呢，至高神的祭司，就是麦基洗德在创世纪。的十四章所记载。
So in Genesis chapter 14 talks about Melchizedek, which was the first high priest that's ever recorded.
他是一个外族人。
He's a foreigner.
在当时候的撒冷这个城啊，就是后来的耶路撒冷城来当王。
So he was the king in Jerusalem.
他跟亚伯拉罕是同时代的。
So he's at the same era as Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕是被神所拣选的。
So we know that Abraham was elected by God.
那就表示说，麦基洗德当时候他并不是跟亚伯拉罕有血同血缘关系的。
And we know that Melchizedek at that time, he is not blood related to Abraham.
我们知道说，从亚伯拉罕生的才是神所应许要成为他的选民的。
And we know that only the offspring of Abraham is the promised children of Abraham of God.
所以在亚伯拉罕同时代的麦基洗德，他在迦南地的撒冷这个地方来当王，是城邦的王。
And at that time, Melchizedek is only as the king in that land, which is Jerusalem today.
他是一个历史的人物，真实存在的。
And he is a, there is a historical recording that such person exists.
那个时候呢，立位的支派都还没有出来，所以神就先拣选了这个麦基洗德这个外族人来成为至高神的祭司。
And at that time, because there's no such thing as the Levites, so God had chosen Melchizedek as his high priest.
那第二个来源就是立位支派亚伦的后裔，亚伦是第一个大祭司，他的后裔来接续这个工作。
And the second origin is the offspring of Aaron, and we know that Aaron is the first high priest.
但是这个亚伦是亚伯拉罕的第六代的子孙。
And but we know that he's the offspring of Abraham.
所以亚伦当大祭司，他的后裔当大祭司，都是在麦基洗德之后的。
So it's after the era of Melchizedek.
那这个是按着律法家族世袭的方式来承接祭司的工作。
And that's so this has been passed down through generation according to the law of God.
那第三类的祭司。
And the third type of priest.
旷世以来只有一个。
And there's only one.
因为以色列百姓祭司都是从利未支派出来，但是耶稣基督他是犹大支派的。
And we know that for the Jews, all of their priests came from the tribal Levites. But then we know that Jesus Christ came from the tribal Judah.
所以这一章要讲，耶稣基督他并不是利未支派。
And we know that Jesus Christ does not belong to a tribal Levi.
所以他不是按着肉体的条例，不是按着律法的条例来当祭司。
So he is being a priest not according to the law of God.
他是按照麦基洗德的等次来当大祭司。
However, he's being the high priest, being according to the orders of the Melchizedek.
所以这是神的安排。
And that's the arrangement of God.
利未还没有出生以前，神已经预备了耶稣基督要像麦基洗德的等次来当大祭司。
And before the tribe of Levi ever existed, God has already planned Jesus Christ to be the high priest, just the same as the Melchizedek.
那这个意思是说，主耶稣他当大祭司是超越亚伦的。
So which means that Jesus Christ surpasses Aaron.
不是按着肉体人间遗传的 这个等次来当大祭司的。
And not being the high priest just because he is the tribe of Levi.
然后讲到主耶稣他的大祭司的职分是超越亚伦，用怎么来说呢？用怎么样来证明呢？
So how do we know that Jesus Christ surpasses surpasses Aaron?
亚伯拉罕献十分之一。把十分之一交给麦基洗德。
So Abraham offered one-tenth to Melchizedek.
亚伦是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And Aaron is the offspring of Abraham.
那主耶稣按照麦基洗德的等次。
And but Jesus Christ is on the same level as Melchizedek.
所以亚伯拉罕就代表他之后所有的他的后裔来拿十分之一献给麦基洗德。
So which means that Abraham and all his descendants after Abraham is offered up to Melchizedek.
包括后来利未支派的人亚伦都那个时候都在亚伯拉罕的腰里头，在他的腰里头，就是他的子孙代里头以后要出生的。但是亚伯拉罕已经代表他们来献十分之一给麦基洗德。
But then, so we know that Abraham already represents all of his offspring and offered up at that time.
所以当然主耶稣当大祭司是超越亚伦的。
So that's why Jesus Christ surpasses Aaron.
那亚伦当大祭司，他后来的每一代，因为死了，所以有人承接，死了或有人承接，就是被死给拘禁、限制。
And however, we know that for the Aaron and his offspring, the priesthood is being anointed to the offsprings after the previous person has passed away.
所以整个以色列的历史呢，就必须要无数的这个祭司、大祭司呢，来为他们赎罪献祭。
And we know that the priest often has to offer sacrifices and pray for the people.
但是麦基洗德他无父无母，不知道他生什么时候死什么时候死，所以他是在生命的这个记载上呢，他是一种超越的故意的模糊不讲，然后就说他是长远当祭司的。
And so but we know that Melchizedek is the everlasting high priest and he has no family tree and no genealogies.
那主耶稣他是不死的复活他永远当大祭司，不像亚伦的后裔一代传一代，一代传一代。
And we know that Jesus Christ has resurrected to become the eternal, everlasting high priest. So, and unlike the descendants of Aaron who has passed the priesthood from generation to generation.
所以主耶稣当大祭司，超越亚伦的这个后裔，超越亚伦，也要超越他的后裔。
So that's why Jesus Christ surpasses Aaron and his descendants.
那祭司亚伦当祭司，他要为百姓赎罪以前，要先为自己献祭赎罪。
And we know that for the priest, they have to before they pray for the people, they has to offer sacrifices and pray for themselves first.
因为这些大祭司也会犯错，也有过犯。
Because these high priests, even these high priests, may make mistakes.
但是主耶稣并没有罪。
But then we know that Jesus is without sin.
他不需要为自己来献祭赎罪。
So he does not need to offer sacrifices for himself to redeem his sin.
而且他只要一次献上自己，就成就了永远有功效的救赎。
And however, he only need to offer himself once only, and then to complete the salvation.
亚伦的后裔要献牛羊、斑鸠、鸽子。为祭物来赎罪。
And we know that the descendants of Aaron needed to offer various animals as animal sacrifices.
但是主耶稣以他自己为祭物来献祭。
But however, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice.
无数处来比对耶稣只有一次。
And Jesus only need to do it once.
那这个就是第七章要讲的。
And this is what chapter 7 is trying to say.
那么重点说了以后呢，我们来读圣经。
And now we are going to read through.
我们来解释，大家就会明白。
And we'll explain verses by verses so that people can understand.
那这样可以赶得上八点半以前结束。
So that hopefully we can finish by 8:30.
好，那我们就从第一节开始读读就解释了。
And then we'll go through from verse one.
那首先呢，从第一节到第三节是在介绍这个麦基洗德的身世。
So, from verse 1 to 3, it talks about the background of Melchizedek.
既然主耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次来当大祭司，那我们首先要了解麦基洗德何许人也。
So first of all, we need to know who is this person, Melchizedek.
那我们看，麦基洗德就是撒冷王。
He's king of Salem.
这个撒冷就是 Shalom, 希伯来话的 Shalom 就是平安的意思。
And which means peace.
这是后来的耶路撒冷城。
And that is the city of Jerusalem in the present day.
但是这是亚伯拉罕的时代。
At that time is the eras of Abraham.
所以这个撒冷城都还是外族人迦南地的人在居住的。
It was occupied by the Canaanites.
但是它预表耶稣基督。
But then he prefigures Jesus Christ.
Shalom 就是平安，主耶稣就是平安的君王。
Because it means this Shalom means peace, and then Jesus is the King of Peace.
他带给我们身心灵的平安。
He gave us the peace that we ought to receive.
因为他也预表耶稣基督。
And then he prefigures Jesus Christ.
是至高神的祭司。
The priest of Most High God.
那这个地方说至高神，那到底是谁呢？
And who is this Most High God?
那我们从他接受了亚伯拉罕献十分之一就可以知道说，他亚伯拉罕所拜的神就是这边所说的至高神。
So from how Abraham gave a tenth to Melchizedek, we know that this Most High God refers to the God that Abraham also worshipped.
这个麦基洗德他当至高神的祭司，就是耶和华神来给他这个职分。
Melchizedek had received this priesthood from God.
他就是至高无上的神。
So who is the God of Most High?
但是神呢，拣选了住在撒冷这个王来这个作为祭司。
So God has anointed Melchizedek as the priest.
那底下说，本是长远为祭司的。
And he's supposed to be the priest forever.
有啊，英文圣经有。有一些英文版的圣经它并没有显示出长远为祭司这句话。
And so some translation of the Bible does not record that the priest as being forever.
那小弟去查了以后呢，有一些英文版有写，有一些没有出来。那这本意思是什么呢？长远它原来的意思就是长长久久，是一直持续不断的，一直持续不断。
And so some translation of the Bible has the word that the priesthood is for as everlasting.
可是我们知道说，他既然是一个历史上的一个人，他一定有生命的这个终止。
But we know that as a person living on this earth, his one day his life will come to an end.
那他当时候到底要服侍谁呢？
Then at that time, who is he serving?
我们只能够看到说他接受了亚伯拉罕献十分之一
We can only see in the recording that he has accepted Abraham giving him one tenth.
那其他也没有资料可以看
And there's no other text or scriptures that talks about him.
那我们也知道他不可能永远当祭司。
And we know that he will not be the priest forever.
可能只有一次性
And maybe just once only.
不知道。
And we don't know.
他也不是活到永远。
And he does not live forever.
这是为了要他能够成为耶稣基督永远当祭司的这样的一个预表，所以他补上这句话。
And but because in order to be become the prefigurations of Jesus Christ, who is the everlasting.
他的身世是隐晦是一个奥秘无可稽考。
And his background is a mystery.And cannot be looked into.
所以他其实这句话就是要为耶稣基督长远成为祭司，永远为祭司而补上这句话的。
And so this prefigures how Jesus Christ will be the everlasting priest.
那我们就谈到这个地方的时候，我们发现说，这个麦基洗德呢，他有两个职分。
And we see that Melchizedek has two roles.
王又是祭司。
He is the priest and he is also the king.
啊，那在我们的印象里面呢，旧约圣经从来没有一个王，他同时又是祭司。
And we know that in the historical recordings in the Bible, there is no other king who is also the priest.
那也没有一个祭司，他同时又当王。
And there is no priest who is also the king.
好，那为什么
？Why is that？
第一个，国王他是属于这个行政、军事、政治组织的领袖。
And so, we know that the king is the political leaders.
那我们按照神设立祭司。跟君王他们的职分工作是分开的。
And so when they anointed the priest, they have a separate job to do.
哦，君王要来带领百姓。
The king needs to lead his people.
组织行政啊，各样的啊，这个包括军事的行动的带领。
And so leading in various administrative stuff and military stuff.
那君王他要登基以前，他要为自己抄写一次。抄写一本这个律法书。
And before the king becomes the king, he needs to make a write down a copy of the transcript.
啊，就是说我登基以后，我要按照律法来带领我这个国家。
And so, which means that he is going to lead the nation, lead his people according to the law of God.
那祭司呢？他是神职系统，他是在神圣的事物，就是在礼拜。这个献祭、哦、律法的教导上呢，他要执掌这些事务。
And the priest is in charge of the services and the sacrifices and the laws of teaching people the laws of God、
哎。那假若这个君王他有所违背律法，那这个祭司就要跟他提醒，你应该要怎么做。
And if the king disobey the law of God, then it is the priest's job to remind the king what to do.
所以他是要分权的，分立的。
So they need to have be the separate role.
如果一个王同时又是祭司，那这个一把抓，那这都是固定的职权，固定的职权会使人腐败。你看看圣经里面，君王跟祭司固定的职权。常常是腐败的。
And if the person who is both the king and the priest, then this person will be very corrupted.
分立分权、哦、那分工合作呢、啊、互相的这个提醒都还会出问题。那如果说同时这两个职分都在一个人身上，那这个国家败坏很快。
And so, we can see that even having a two separate roles, sometimes that still can cause a lot of troubles. And so not to say that if one person has both roles, then, we can see that this nation will be very corrupted in the end.
那国王跟祭司可能同时都腐败啊。
And we can see that, even for the kings and the priests can both be corrupt.
先知就应运而生。
And that's why we have the prophets.
所以乱世出先知，越混乱的时代，先知越多。
And so in the corrupted time, we can see there are more prophets that's arisen.
你看亚哈王的时代
，in times of Ahab,
啊，以色列历史上最黑暗的一页
，is the dark age.
以利亚当先知
，so it was Elijah who is the prophet.
不是只有他一个
，and not just him.
没有像巴利西西的还有七千。
And there is also 7,000 who has yet to worship Baal.
啊，所以这个先知应运而生，因为他超然，他直接受命于神，他不是固定职权，不是父传子。
And being a prophet is not passing down to the offsprings, but is being personally elected by God Himself.
啊，他接受神呼召，他对神负责。
And so he's been personally being called by God, so he is he answered directly to God.
所以他有超然的身份，他有超然的作为。
So that's why everything he does is different.
好，那现在我们就讲祭司跟王。
And now, but however, now we're talking about the priest and the king.
我发现以色列历史上啊，王、君王跟祭司常常有紧张状态。
And so we can see in the historical recording, there are many times that the priests and the kings are in a great tension.
啊，你看那个扫罗啊，常常做糊涂事啊，撒母耳就一直在旁边提醒他。
And we can see that King Saul often did foolish things, and that's why Samuel often have to remind him.
那扫罗很讨厌撒母耳啊。
And that's why King Saul does not like Samuel.
哎，你就发现他们有紧张状态。
So we can see the tension arises between those two.
所以常常不能调和啊。
And they cannot, it's uneasy for them to make peace to each other.
那第二个，当王又是祭司的，就是耶稣基督。
We can see that the second person who has who is being the king and the priest is Jesus Christ.
其他没有。
And there's no other, no one else.
那我们看撒迦利亚书第六章。
And let's turn to Zechariah chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书六章，我们要从这个我们看，就直接来看第九节好了哈。
Chapter 6 verse 9。
耶和华的话临到我说，你要从被掳之人中啊取黑带、多比亚、耶大雅这三个人，从巴比伦回来，他有带了一些金银。那你今天要到耶西亚哈的家里，
11.
那你要。今天就要去，神对撒迦利亚先知说，今天就要去，因为他们没有办法参与，在巴比伦这些人没有 无法参直接参与圣殿建造，可是他们把金银奉献回来。好，然后十一节
Verse 11.
神说，撒迦利亚，那你取了这个金银以后要做冠冕，这个冠冕是王冠，王冠要戴在谁的头上呢？大祭司约书亚的头上。王冠戴在祭司的头上。
The crown is being put on the head of the priest.
对他说，万军之耶和华之子说，看哪，那名为大卫苗裔的，这个是指的耶稣基督了。这是称为所罗巴伯了。那原来这个地方要一讲的就是称为大卫苗裔的，就是所罗巴伯，他当时候当省长啊。
And so this refers to Zerubbabel, who is also the governor at that time.
他要从本处长起来，就是从犹大支派出来。所罗巴伯就是犹大，就是大卫的后裔嘛。
And he belongs to the tribe of Judah.
并且要建造耶和华的圣殿。所罗巴伯他当省长，所以带领百姓重建圣殿。
And Zerubbabel is the governor at that time, and he is going to lead the people to rebuild the temple.
可是这个地方他没有写所罗巴伯。
But at that time, here it does not mention the name at all.
他不能写所罗巴伯。
He cannot be written down.
所罗巴伯他只是分封的王，当时候是受制于波斯帝国。
Because at that time he was only made anointed as the governor.
可是他就是暗指着所罗巴伯。
But then this refers to Zerubbabel himself.
那你是波斯帝国的殖民地，我叫你当省长，省长只是帝国中的一个分封，如果你当王称王的话，那个要砍头啊，他不能写啊，
but,
不能写所罗巴伯。
But it cannot be written down as Zerubbabel himself because he is only the governor who is being anointed to take care of that land which belongs to the kingdom of Persia.
可是我们今天读圣经，我们知道说，他主要的是要讲。大卫所罗巴伯的后裔，那个当王又同时是当祭司的，就是耶稣基督了。
But here we can see the prefigure Jesus Christ, who has both roles as the king and the priesthood.
主耶稣他就是大卫的苗裔。
And that Jesus himself is the offspring of David.
从犹大支派出来的。
And then came from the tribe of Judah.
耶稣要重建。要建造神属灵的殿，就是教会。
And he shall rebuild the temple of God, which refers to the church.
十三节
，verse 13。
那耶稣基督既然是预言耶稣基督，他要担负尊荣建造神的殿又要担负尊荣，就是他有荣耀的升入高天有尊荣的祭司嘛。
And he shall bear the glory.
然后呢，要坐在位上，坐在位上掌王权呐。
And he shall sit and rule on his throne.
然后又在位上做祭司。
And so he should be the priest on his throne.
所以他从头到尾他不能写所罗巴伯。
So, Zerubbabel was not mentioned here.
可是当时候以那个历史的人物来讲是扫罗巴伯。那耶稣基督就是以所罗巴伯来预表，因为他是后裔。
And but at that time, this passage refers to Zerubbabel, and we know that he prefigures Jesus Christ.
那好了，那既然他因为这个地方不能写所罗巴伯，所以用大祭司约书亚他出来戴王冠。那祭司戴王冠没关系，如果省长戴王冠要砍头啊。他很巧妙，这非常巧妙的 非常智慧灵巧地避开了这个问题。
And so, so that's why we can see that Joshua, the priest is wearing the crown instead of having the, calling that the government, governor being the priest.
好，那十三节最后一句话。
And in the last verse, in the last part of verse 13.
是两职之间筹定和平。
So that the council of peace should be made, between both of them.
好，耶稣基督是王又是祭司。
And that Jesus Christ is the King and the Priest.
所以这两个职分同时在耶稣基督身上的时候，他就得到一个和谐，就是筹划计划就成全了一个和谐。因为同样的身份，两个身份都同样在这个耶稣基督身上。
And so when Jesus Christ has both roles, that we can see the state of harmony has been reached.
那这样王可以掌权，祭司也可以赎罪。
So that as a king he can rule, and as the priest he can redeem for people's sin.
那他的功能就能够发挥了。
And that's how it becomes the best of both worlds.
那所以麦基洗德预表耶稣基督，我们从这个现在撒加利亚书这个经节，我们就可以得到印证了。
So, Melchizedek is the prefiguration of Christ, and this passage has tells us so.
哦，耶稣要当王，要当大祭司，原来就是照着麦基洗德的等次啊来担任的。
So that Jesus Christ is to be the king and to be the priest is all according to the orders of Melchizedek.
啊，让类似于扫罗跟撒母耳之间那样的紧张状态，常常是处在一种敌对啊，当然是扫罗错了，这样的一种敌对状态呢，结果这两个职分在耶稣基督身上调和，功能可以完全发挥。
And so we can see that, so we can see that the being the king and the being the priest can no longer have tension because as Jesus Christ has both roles and the state of harmony is reached.
我们就翻回来希伯来书第七章啊。
And let's turn back to Hebrew chapter 7.
当第一节的时候，亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
So when Abraham returned from slaughter the kings, he has come to meet Abraham and blessed him.
就是说，麦基洗德呢来迎接亚伯拉罕，并且为亚伯拉罕祝福。
So Melchizedek came to Abraham and meet him and blessed him.
那底下就会讲祝福，祝福从来啊是位分高的来祝福位分低的。
So a blessing is usually done from someone who has a higher status to bless someone who has lower status.
啊，麦基洗德是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯拉罕祝福，所以他的位分是比亚伯拉罕高啊。
So being the priest of the Most High God, he blessed Abraham, so his status is higher than Abraham.
啊，那个时候利未亚伦都还没有啊，不见影啊，但他还在亚伯拉罕的腰子里头啊。还不见人影啊
！At that time, we cannot even see Aaron being existed at all.
啊，所以当然麦基洗德他的当祭司的等次是超越亚伦的，而耶稣是照比照麦基洗德的等次，所以当然耶稣超越亚伦啊。他是用这样的证明的。
And because we can see that Melchizedek even blessed Abraham, so he surpasses Aaron. And then we can see that Jesus Christ is Melchizedek prefers Jesus Christ, so we can see that Jesus Christ also surpasses Aaron.
我们再看第二节啊
，and verse two.
那亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的取十分之一给他，因为他这个麦基洗德代表神来接受人的奉献。
And so we can see that Abraham also gave one tenth to Melchizedek.
那就表示说麦基洗德他位分是比亚伯拉罕高的。
Which means that Melchizedek has higher status than Abraham.
哦，那亚伯拉罕也是代表后来的利未支派的子孙来奉献十分之一，因为那个时候虽然还没有出生，已经在亚伯拉罕的腰子里面了。
So Abraham also represents his offspring, the Levites, to offer up to Melchizedek.
好，那头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，又名撒冷王。
So he is the King of Salem, which means the King of Peace.
哦，因为他这个名字麦基洗德这个名字的意思就是仁义。公义的王，仁义王，或是公义的王。
So, the name Melchizedek can be translated being the King of Righteousness.
他又是在撒龙这个平安城来当王，所以他也是平安的王。
But he is also the king of Salem, so meaning the king of peace.
那这些都是预表耶稣基督。
So this all prefigures Christ.、
哦、再来呢是第三节。
Verse three.
他无父无母无族谱，无生之始无命之终。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
啊，这是对他身世的一个描写。
So this is a description.
他不是真的没有父亲。
It's not that he does not really truly does not have a father.
他不是真的没有母亲。
Or without mother.
哦，是因为不可考啊。
But it can be unaccountable.
啊，族谱找不到啊。
I cannot find the genealogy.
没有办法去认识他的父亲是谁呀、啊，父母是谁。
And this, we are not able to find out, who is his father or mother.
他什么时候生的也日期也不知道。
And we do not know when was he born.
那什么时候过世的也不知道。
Or when did he pass away.
这表示说他不是永远活着。
And which means that he is not everlasting.
他真真实实的是在历史上一个活过又死过的一个人，他是至高神的祭司，是这样的。
He is the priest of most high God, but he lived in this world once, but he passed away.
那然后他这一些呢，跟神的儿子耶稣基督很相似。
And which is very similar to the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
那就是预表中的模型跟实体的这种关系。
So this is like a prefiguration, of what's coming in later.
啊，模型跟实体之间一旦存在着相似的这样的一个关联。
So an image and also something versus something that's real.
那相似就不是等于。
So it's only they are only similar, but they are not the same.、
啊、有些解经家说啊
，So some of the Bible scholars
啊，这个麦基洗的就是耶稣啦。
Some Bible scholars says that Melchizedek is Christ.
那其实这个是矛盾的。
And this is conflicted information.
啊，因为在旧约圣经哈、哦，没有一个实体，同时它变成是这个模型，然后它要预表日后要出来的他自己。比如说 A 你说他是实体、哦、你说麦基洗的是耶稣，那耶稣都来了，如果是麦基洗的就是耶稣、啊、耶稣都来了，那也不需要在亚伦的后裔，也不需要啊，也不需要耶稣后来降生啊，所以这个矛盾不能这样说的、
so、
不能这样解经的。
So this point of view is quite conflicted itself because if Christ already came at that time, then we don't need to have Aaron as the high priest later on.
没有说实体本身又在预表实体他自己，没有这个不成，这个没有不成为预表。预表一定是模型或是影子，然后对应一个实体。那如果实体都出来了，就不需要了，不需要再另外一个实体出来。
So you cannot have an image which foreshadows the real thing if the real thing already existed in the past.
而且我们知道说这个预表、哦、模型一定是比实体更低啊。
And we know that image cannot be the real thing.、
哦、比如说麦基洗德他有生有死，耶稣基督无生无死，所以他超越的。
So we can see that even for Melchizedek, he was once born, but he passed away. But for Jesus Christ, he is everlasting.
那大卫预表耶稣基督，不是他一生全部都预表耶稣基督，是当王这个事情预表耶稣基督。
And even for King David, who prefigures Jesus Christ, is not that his whole life prefigures Jesus Christ, but only on the part that he was the king.
啊，那实体一定比模型比较起来的时候，它有一个提升，更高啊，更高层级有提升的一种现象出来。
So we can see the real thing is next level higher than the image.
哦、比如说大卫他当地上的王，耶稣是天上的王，你看有没有提升起来。
For example, David is the king in this earth, but however we know that Jesus Christ is the king of heaven.
大卫他当王40年又6个月，有这个时间限制，耶稣是永远当王，你看有没有提升起来。提升了。
And we know that King David was only king for a period of time, but however Jesus is king forever.
所以我们就照这个地方所说的与神的儿子相似，相似去理解就好，相似就是很像，很人很像猴子，但不是猴子；猴子很像人，但不是人。你不能够说很像就是等于的，人很像猴子，所以人是人，不是啊。
So、
幸好我们很像猴子啊。
So、
如果我们
sorry.
这段没有关，没关系。
Okay.
大家应该都听懂。
And that's why the Bible records that it's been made like the Son of God, but it's not equal the Son of God.
如果有人说你很像猴子的，你要感谢主说，哎呀，我感谢主，我很像猴子。如果他跟我说我很像人，那我就糟糕了，很像人不是人啊。
So you cannot say that the monkey is likened to a man. So the man is like to a monk is a monkey.
好，把猴子都搬出来，是为了让我们知道说这个地方哦，麦基洗的，你不能理解说是耶稣基督，他是耶稣基督的预表，一个影子，一个模型。
So we can only say that Melchizedek is only a foreshadow of Jesus Christ, but it's not the Christ himself.
好，那我们再看第四节哈。
And let's read verse four.
你们想一想。
And let's consider.
希伯来书的作者很喜欢叫这些读者、啊、想一想。
And the author of who made this book often like to tell the audiences to consider.
尤其是关乎到那个深奥的道理呀、啊。
Especially when it comes to this mystery.
所以在希伯来书三章一节、啊、他也这样提醒、啊。
And so that's why in chapter 3 verse 1 it also says the same thing.
你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。你看看，要想一想。所以这个麦基洗德等次来当祭司，这是他强调说我们要想的，要理解的。
So the author here also said to consider. So we need to consider how Melchizedek prefigures Christ.
好，翻过来第四节，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等的物取十分之一给这个麦基洗德，这人是何等尊贵？所以说。他预表耶稣基督，所以当然耶稣基督是比亚伯拉罕、比亚伦都更尊贵啊。
And now consider how great this man was to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoil to him. So therefore, we can see that Christ surpasses that.
第五节
，and verse five.
那得祭司职任的立位子孙，包含亚伦。
And so those who are the son of Levi who received the priesthood.
哦，他们就按照律法领命照例，所以像按着律法向百姓取十分之一。这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕身中所生的，还是照例取十分之一。就是说，利未支派他的职分就是向所有的人来取十分之一。
And we know the tribe of Levi is to receive the one tenth from the people.
哦，所以。当然这个祭司他有这个职权啊，他有这个工作啊。
And we know the priest has their job to do so.
哦，他虽然是从亚伯拉罕生的。
Even so, they are the descendant of Abraham.
哦，那他还是要照这个律法来执行这个工作。
They still need to do act according to the law.
哦，但是呢第六节。
But verse 6.
麦基洗德跟他们不一样啊。
But Melchizedek is different.
哦。麦基洗德他反倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一啊。
He is actually receiving tithes from Abraham.
利未支派是后来的，所以他拿不到，他没有办法对亚伯拉罕来收十分之一啊。但是麦基洗德他收了亚伯拉罕的十分之一啊。
And we can see that even the Levites, they are the descendants of Abraham, they cannot receive the tithes from Abraham, but yet Melchizedek can.
所以当然麦基洗德的职分是超越亚伦的后裔嘛。
So we can see that that's why Melchizedek surpasses Aaron.
哦，并且呢他为亚伯拉罕来祝福。
And he also blesses Abraham.
哦，那就表示他的位分比亚伯拉罕高啊，第七节说的啊。
Which means that his status is higher than Abraham.
说自古以来啊，位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理啊。所以当然麦基洗德是超越亚伯拉罕，但你亚伦是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，你还算老几呢？
And that's why in verse 7 it says that the less is all contradiction. The lesser is blessed by the better, and that's why we know that when Melchizedek blessed Abraham, he is of course better than Aaron, who's the descendant of Abraham.
好，那再看第八节哈。
And verse 8.
那在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，就是亚伦的后裔啊。亚伦的后裔他收十分之一，他有一天收到有一天他就死了。
And
就是人的生命有限嘛。
And we know that Aaron and descendant who receive tithes, they are merely mortals.
但在那里收十分之一的，有为他做见证的说他是活的。
But there he received then of whom it is witness that he lives.
啊，那
received then of whom it is witness that he lives.
啊，那这个地方的这个他呢是单数哦，就 就是我们要理解说他就是耶稣基督永远活着的了。
And he here refers to Christ.
那些亚伦的后裔会死的。
And however, these men here refers to the mortals who are the descendants of Aaron.
但是那个无生之时无命之中的那个麦基洗德，他预表耶稣基督是没有死的。
Melchizedek, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, who prefigures Christ as he lives.
好，来第九节。
And verse 9.
便可以说那受十分之一的立位也是借亚伯拉罕纳的十分之一。好，我们先讲啊。为什么说这个亚伦的后裔他收百姓的十分之一，但是他同时是已经透过亚伯拉罕那十分之一给麦基洗德。
So here in verse 9, why does it say even Levi who received tithes pay tithes through Abraham?
第十节讲原因。Verse 10. 理由啊，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身中了，在他的腰子中了。
For verse 10, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
所以亚伯拉罕拿十分之一给麦基洗德。
So Abraham has offered up a tithe to Melchizedek.
那他的身上已经怀有以后的子孙要生出来。
And that the offspring is yet to be born as in the future.
那就表示麦基洗德他收了亚伯拉罕的十分之一，其实也象征着收了亚伯拉罕后裔所有的奉献十分之一。
So when Melchizedek received tithes from Abraham also represents that he has received the tithes from all of Abraham's offspring as well.
所以麦基洗德比亚伦的后裔更超越。
And that's why Melchizedek surpasses Aaron and the descendants.
耶稣是比照麦基洗德的。
And Jesus Christ prefigured Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣也超越这些利未人。
And therefore Jesus Christ also surpasses the Levites.
好，十一节。
And verse 11.
从前百姓在利未人祭司职任以下受律法，倘若借这职任能得完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭司，照麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？这个问题讲得好啊。
And verse 11, this raises a very good question.
也就是说，利未人按照律法的条例来当祭司，如果他的功能完全都能够达到这个赎罪的功能一次都完全了，那就不需要再另外兴起一个大祭司。比照麦基洗德的来当祭司啊。
And so if the Levitical priesthood was made perfect, then why is there another priesthood that should be raised according to the order of Melchizedek?
因为他们就是要来预表赎罪的功能。
Because the orders of Melchizedek represent the redeeming of sin.
他们自己本身不是完全的，他们的工作呢也是不断的要借着每一次的献祭才能够完成。
According to the orders of Aaron, these people need to continuously redeem for themselves.
所以照着律法来当祭司，那个功能工作呢，并未完全，它只是一个预表，好像模型，它不能等于实体。
And so it's just like the image can never surpasses the real thing. How the Aaron and the priest and his fellow priest, what they do is all cannot surpasses Melchizedek.
所以那个完全的要出来，那就是耶稣基督。
And what's going to come? Who is perfect is Jesus Christ.
十二节。
Verse 12.
那这个祭司的职任如既已更改律法也必须更改。
For the priesthood being changed, of necessity, there is also a change of law.
就是说前面他提到的按着律法去当祭司的，他既不完全，那必须要有一个更完全的。那他原来所本的、所依据的那律法，当然也要改变了。
And so if we are seeing that the priesthood are being priests who according to the law are not perfect, then the priesthood is being changed of necessity when there's a change of law.
也就是说那个律法呢一定要废止，不能再使用。
And so these laws should be abolished and never been used again.
我们看十三节就知道了。
Verse 13.
因为这话所指的人 啊，就是耶稣基督哦，耶稣基督他就是属于别支派，他不是利未支派的。然后那支派就是那个犹大支派呢，从来没有一个人伺候祭坛，在犹大支派里面从没有一个祭司从犹大支派出来。
And we know that Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah, and then there is no priest came from the tribe of Judah.
也就是说，要有一个完全的祭司要来，那个所指的人就是耶稣嘛。哦，这话所指的人旁边你给他写耶稣嘛。哦，以后读就知道了。
So this perfect priest refers to Jesus himself.
他本属别的支派。
He belongs to another tribe.
就是他是属犹大支派的，你就给他写犹大。
And then, so which refers to Judah.
然后犹大支派从来没有一个人成为祭司的。
And from Judah, there is no man who has officiated at the altar.
啊，所以十四节他就讲了。
In verse 14 says,
我们的主分明是从犹大支派出来的。
So it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah.
但是这个犹大支派呢，在摩西的律法里面并没有提到祭司，就是没有命令他们来当祭司。
But however, during the time of Moses, they spoke nothing concerning priesthood.
好，那这个。底下十五节我们要思考一下就明白它的意思是什么。
So in verse 15, we need to consider.
好了，我们读：倘若照麦基洗德的样式，另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见了。那这句话是什么意思呢
？And so what does this verse 15 mean？
也就是说，既然可以从利未支派以外的人来成为大祭司。
Then, if we can have someone who is made high priest from another tribe,
啊，那么在利未支派以外，哦，又从犹大支派来选立耶稣基督成为大祭司。
Then outside of tribal Levites, we can see that Jesus Christ, who arises from the tribe of Judah, is a high priest.
那这个道理就是你会明白，是很通的，是合理的。
And that makes sense.
也就是说，今天律法它有所限制。
So we know that today there's a restrictions with the law of God.
那等一下他会继续讲律法的有限性。
So we can, and later on we'll talk about this more.
那既然这个律法它到一定的时间就停止了，耶稣基督他是从犹大支派出来的。
And we know that Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah.
可以从利未支派以外的人来成为大祭司了。
And he is becoming the high priest and not belong to the tribe of Levi.
他前面是讲别支派。
And he is from another tribe.
十三节就讲，十四节就讲犹大了。
Verse 14,
那讲清楚了。
It was made clear this is tribe of Judah.
可以从利未支派以外的支派来选立，那当然从犹大支派来选立就合理了。
So, it was being selected outside of tribal Levi, and so we can see that it is made clear that the law arose from tribal Judah.
好，所以保罗，这个希伯来书的作者说。那我这个话就是更容易来明白，而且是合理的了。
And so the author says that everything makes sense.
好，那我们再看十六节哈。
And verse 16.
那主耶稣既然是比照这个麦基洗德的等次来做大祭司
，Then if Jesus Christ who Melchizedek prefigures to，
他就不是按照肉体的条例，不是按照律法的条例。
Then he has come not according to a law of the fleshly commandment.
那为什么讲这是律法，这是肉身肉体的条例呢
？Why does it mention the fleshly commandment?
这是在人的肉体上的遗传去看的，就是传世袭的都是利未支派的。这是以他肉体的血统来看的。
Because this is being passed down from generation to generations.
所以它只是一个在肉体上的条例。
So that's why it says the law of a fleshly commandment.
那这个肉体是会死的，这个人肉体死的，那换另外一个肉体起来。
So we can see that a person will pass away and then pass it on to the next person.
肉体会死的。
And that's why it says fleshly.
一代传一代了
From generation to generation.
可是主耶稣呢
？But for Jesus,
他不是这样。
He's not like that.
他照着无穷的生命的大能。
Because he's everlasting.
也就是说，有一个无穷的力量。
He's according to the power of an endless life.
不会朽坏的。
And everlasting, never perish.
复活的。
And he can resurrect.
神的能力怎么显明呢
So how does the power of God manifest?
就是在耶稣基督从死里复活的这件事情上面，我们可以看到神的大能。
We can see the power of God manifest through the resurrection of Christ.
所以圣经才多次的提到。
And that's why there are many recordings in the Bible.
耶稣基督复活，他成为一个永远的大祭司。
That how Jesus Christ has resurrected and become the everlasting high priest.
他是从死里复活的。
And he has resurrected.
不是会死的肉体的条例。
And he does not follow the fleshly commandments.
那十七节哈。
Verse 17.
再一次的提到了。
And he mentioned again.
我们一直在讲的诗篇一百一十篇很重要的，前面都已经引了很多次了，十七节所引号起来的这句话。
So it uses the from Psalm 110.
就是大卫的见证呢。
Is the testimony of David.
你是照着麦基洗德的等式永远为祭司，就是预言耶稣基督了。
And you are the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, which prefigures Christ.
那这个很有趣哦。
And this is very interesting.
你看用由大卫来做一个基准点，这个时间点。
So use David as the time point at that time.
在大卫之前的四五百年
400-500 years before King David
就是摩西亚伦他开始当大祭司
and time of,
这个亚伦
time of Aaron becoming high priest
大概四百多年的时间
about 400 something years before that
然后到了大卫
and then come to David
大卫一千年以后是耶稣基督
and then after 1,000 years later was Jesus Christ
那四五百年到大卫
for four hundred years-ish to David.
这些都是按着肉体的条例来做。
And this is all according to the fleshly commandment.
那虽然耶稣基督他肉身降生是在是大卫之后的一千年。
Even so, Jesus Christ was born 1,000 years after King David.
可是耶稣基督要成为救主是在创立世界以前神的计划。
But Jesus Christ is going to save everyone as being planned at the time of creation.
用人间的历史好像大卫在后。
Even so, it seems like David is in the future, happens in the future.
耶稣还在大卫之后的一千年。
And Jesus happened after David.
这是人间的算法。
That's according to human beings' timeline.
是创立世界以前。
But before the creation of the world,
神先计划预备救恩。
God has already planned salvation.
就计划让我们在耶稣基督里面得救了。
That he has already planned us to be saved.
那就可以解释说，这是无穷生命的大能呢。
And that's why it is according to the power of an endless life.
也有大卫来做见证了。
And David also testified.
好，那十八节啊。
Verse 18.
先前的条例就是说律法，按照律法来做的呢，软弱无益了，所以废掉了。
And so there was so the former commandment has weakness and not profitable, so it should be abolished.
但是这个跟马太福音里头主耶稣说的，他来不是要废掉律法，那这个废掉这两个字在原文是不同的意思，又不同字不是不同意思。
So this is not the same word that Jesus come and says that he's not here to abolish the law.
所以主耶稣不是真的要废掉律法，这个地方也不是说律法就废掉了。
And so both Jesus does not come here to abolish the law, and yet in this book of Hebrew, it does not refer that the law should be abolished.
而是十九节底下有谈到的，要引进更美的指望。
But in verse 19, if it further clarifies,
那就是说引出耶稣基督他在新约为我们成全救赎。
But is to make a better law, whom we have received the salvation of God from.
所以那个废掉是停止不用，但是引进更完全的。
But we are actually having a better law, and then so the former commandment should be stopped.
所以我们可以直接进到神面前。
So that we can come before God.
那再来二十节
Verse 20.
耶稣基督做祭司不是不起示力的，是说耶稣基督他当大祭司是起示力的。
And so it says that he was not made priest without an oath.
神启示立的。
He has made an oath.
表证他 表示他的证他的这个权威性不改变。
So to represent that his sovereignty should never be changed.
那神启示不是说他不能取信于人，所以需要 启示，而是为了人的缘故，使人能够真正的相信。
And he only made the oath for the sake of human beings, so that mankind can believe him.
那亚伦的后裔当祭司，他不是启示立的，只是一个律法来命令他们。
But for the descendant of Aaron, they made the oath because the commandment says so.
好，那就底下说了，因为神已经起的誓不后悔，说你是永远为祭司的。
And so that's why it says the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以说一直在讲主耶稣，他当大祭司是跟亚伦不同的。
And so here it keeps saying that Jesus Christ is different as being the high priest.
好，我们把它读完啊。
And let's continue to read verse 22.
啊，那所以主耶稣就做更美之约的中保。这个更美之约就是新约的中保。
And so that's why Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant.
啊，因为旧约软弱无益。
Because the Old Testament is weak.
旧约是让人知罪。
It's only made people realize how much sin they have.
要人知道说要流血才赎罪。
And only by shedding blood they can redeem their sin.
啊，旧约把律法把人圈在罪里面。
And the, in the Old Testament, it has locked people within the sin because of the commandment.
人面对律法软弱，有所不能行。
And then the human beings try to act according to the law, yet they are unable to do so.
它只是一个影子。
And they are merely a foreshadow.
它是一个模型。
It's only a model.
那就要等待，要引进。就是让我们看影子来认识那个实体的出现。
So by looking at the shadows, now we can figure out what's the real thing that comes after.
所以实际上不是废掉。
So it's not to abolish the old law.
是引进到新约更完全的一约。
But to make the law perfect into this better law.
23节。
Verse 23.
那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有死的阻隔，不能长久。亚伦的后裔就是这样的啊。
And this refers to the descendant of Aaron.
那二十四节。
24.
这位耶稣基督呢？
But for Jesus Christ.
永远长存。
He continues forever.
所以他的职任就长久不更换。
And therefore he has an unchangeable priesthood.
那就一直到底。
Until the end.
所以凡进到他面前的人呢、啊？
So therefore, those who came to him,
他就能拯救到底。
He can save until the end.
啊，他不算只有成全救赎在十字架。
And not only for he able to fulfill the salvation on the cross.
那现在呢？这些活着的人呢，还在地上，那他在天上为他们祈求。
And then for those people who live on earth, he continue to intercede for them in heaven.
直到天国实现。
Until the kingdom of God has come.
那我们就到天国去。
And then we'll go to heaven.
就表示拯救我们到底。
Which means that he saved us until the end.
那这个就是取代了。律法它软弱无益的这个功能。
And this, which means that this has replaced the old, weak, Old Testament's law.
啊，再看二十六节哈。
And verse 26.
二十六节做一个结，好像是一个结论了啊。
And this has a conclusion.
那这位大祭司是圣洁的。
So this high priest is holy.
就是没有罪嘛。
And no, and without sin.
那无邪恶。
And undefiled,
就是纯真，没有虚假。
It's pure and was and there's no deceit.
那无玷污。
And this it's undefiled.
没有亏缺，没有污损。
And not blameless.
啊，不像旧约有所不行。
So it's not like in the Old Testament,
主耶稣成为一个祭肉是没有。瑕疵的。
And so Jesus becomes the blameless sacrifice.
真的能够成全救恩的。
And someone who can truly fulfill the salvation.
远离罪人。
And so he can help to depart away from the sins.
好，这个远离的意思就是分别，分开的意思。
To separate the sin.
就是他会把罪人一人分别，分开来。
So he can separate the sinners from the people.
其实就是审判的意思了。
Which means judgment.
再来高过诸天。
And then he surpasses the heavens.
他因为复活升到高天，所以制服万有，万有都在他的权柄底下的意思。
So which means that he has resurrected and went up to heaven.
啊，原是与我们合宜的。
And so he He is made a perfect for us.
啊，就是从二十六节一直开始的讲的描述的这个大祭司，他的特性是这样。So, 啊，这个就是合格的，他就是他真的有这个资格来成为一个大祭司的。
So from verse 26 onward, who talk about Jesus, who can truly be the high priest for us?
合乎神的要求，也合乎那个功能的要求。
Because he has, he is made according to the will of God.
啊，那从反面来讲。
And so, if we look from another perspective,
他不像那些肉体条例做当大祭司的。
He is not like the human beings who are made as the priest.
啊，因为那些他必须要先为自己的罪，然后为百姓的罪献祭。
Because those high priests needed to offer our sacrifices for themselves first before they can intercede for the people.
那现在呢？他只要一次将自己献上，成全的。律法，而且是永远的功效。
And so Jesus Christ has only need to offer up himself once to accomplish the commandment, the laws.
那我们就讲解到这里啊。
And so the explanation ends here.
啊，以后我们翻开第七章看的时候，就不会觉得陌生了。
So when we read chapter 7 again, we'll be more familiar with it.
啊，我们再来唱诗389首。
And let's sing hymn.